It used to be that when you bought an item in the color nude, you'd get that pair of nylons or shoes in the same shade of light beige. But today, you can get your makeup and your nylons, shoes, or just about anything else that comes in nude in shades that match any skin color. Pop star Rihanna's Fenty Beauty has 40 different shades of foundation and the tagline, "Beauty for All." So with the buying power of women of color in the beauty world, the question is, what took so long? I took that question to Julie Wilson, beauty editor for Essence Magazine.
I mean, I'm wondering the same thing of why it took so long, but I definitely think that the emergence and debut of Fenty Beauty was huge. Mm-hmm. I think it shook the beauty industry in a way that it needed to be shook. People needed to wake up to the fact that there was a whole population that wasn't being spoken to in real, authentic, thoughtful ways. So it's really exciting. I think it's sad that it took so long, but I'm really encouraged by the fact that it was a call to action and that people are now starting to realize their negligence when it came to that community and are now starting to pay attention.
Yeah. So give us the lay of the land a little bit. Like, how did this come about? Like, we saw the introduction of this one brand and sort of has spurred things, but this is kind of widespread at this point, right? There are lots of brands doing this.
I think part of the problem was a little bit of storytelling when Fenty came out and was like, look, we are servicing everyone and we've got, you know, 40 shades, which is, you know, more than double than the average amount of foundation shades that most brands have. Mm-hmm. That was really powerful. And that some other brands were coming out the woodwork saying, actually, we've had 40 shades. And that was discouraging as well, because it was like, well, why wasn't that part of your story? Why were you keeping that a secret? Why weren't you celebrating that? Why weren't you pushing that? It seems strange to me. I didn't go to business school, but it seems very strange to me that people would want to be playing into one sector of the population and not really talking to a whole sector of the population that, you know, was being underserved.
Yeah.
I think that they are now, you know, paying attention and coming to, you know, places like Essence and asking us as the experts on Black women, because we are that Black women, about what we need, what are the pain points, where are there rooms for opportunity. And it's really refreshing, even though it's severely late.
And how are consumers reacting? How successful is it becoming?
It's really exciting. I mean, I love seeing all of the Instagram pictures of, you know, especially for Fenty, when Fenty debuted, all of the darker shades were being sold out. Hmm. I think it was a real visual representation of the success and how starved women of color were. I think it's exciting to see brands, you know, now telling the story and celebrating us. I always say there needs to be diversity in your diversity. So you can't give us, like, you know, Halle Berry and think you're talking to all Black women, or give us Lupita and think that you're talking to all Black women. It's really something that, you know, you need to give us a spectrum. And I think more and more brands and companies are seeing that it can't just be a one note. You can't just check a box, have one woman of color, and think you're talking to everyone.
Yeah. One of the things that's come up in the conversation around this is the idea of the power of social media here. And you mentioned Instagram already. Do you think that that has been a game changer in this and made it clear to companies, to retailers, that this is in demand?
Absolutely. You know, everything's been democratized. As tricky as it is, we do live in a call out culture. You know, the last thing you want to do is be dragged by Black Twitter. You know, like, I think that, you know, you have to be on your game. You have to be able to know how to talk to your consumers, talk to the public, and really represent them well. Because if you don't, it's not like, oh, I'm just going to write this strongly opinionated letter to you. No, I'm going to blast you on social media. I'm going to get my friends to see it. They're going to retweet it. They're going to repost it. And so there's this real heightened sense of accountability when it comes to social media now.
What is that conversation looking like there at Essence and among your readers and in the broader community of women, African-American women, women of color? Obviously, people are happy about this. Did they think that this will continue, that this will open up retail to be more diverse in their advertising and in their marketing?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you're smart You will. We're excited because, like I said, we've always, celebrated our beauty and knew that we were beautiful and worthy of being spoken to and catered to in these spaces. So it's nice to see that, these brands are catching on. But at the end of the day, if they like making money, they'll talk to Black women in real, thoughtful, organic ways. I mean, we over-index in buying cosmetics, buying fashion, creating the culture in this country. So it doesn't make sense to me if I was on the business side, on the brand side, to not speak to this very powerful, community of people. It's just good business. And honestly, it's ethically, like if you want to feel good about yourself, not just like line your pockets, but also feel good about the fact that you're catering to everyone and you see everyone's beauty, I think that that's really important.
All right. Julie Wilson is fashion and beauty director at Essence Magazine. Julie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.